G'day and welcome to the Funeral Fix podcast.
I'm Oliver Thompson.
And I'm Yaz Trelope.
The Funeral Fix podcast brings you informative, engaging and inspiring discussions about all things funeral celebrancy, including working with grief, the art of ritual and ceremony, and how, as aspiring or highly qualified funeral celebrants, we have the opportunity to make a huge impact on our communities.
We believe that the work of funeral celebrants is truly special and deserves the spotlight. So whether you're a seasoned celebrant, a fresh face in the industry, or just someone curious about the beautiful world of funeral ceremonies, you're in the right place.
Each episode will be a deep dive into the heart and soul of funeral celebrancy. And we're not just scratching the surface. We're peeling back the layers, exploring the artistry, the compassion, and the incredible stories that make this profession so meaningful.
We're not shying away from the tough conversations either. Grief is a part of life. And as celebrants, we embrace it with empathy and grace. We'll be sharing insights on navigating those sensitive moments and creating ceremonies that truly honour and celebrate life.
So whether you're a funeral industry professional, a celebrant in the making, or simply someone seeking inspiration, join us every fortnight as we dive deep into the world of funeral celebrancy.
It's time to level up your understanding, get inspired, and celebrate the extraordinary world of funerals with the Funeral Fix podcast.
Today's episode is an exciting one, Ollie. We are pulling back the curtain on the Funeral Fix online funeral celebrant training.
We sure are. We receive a lot of inquiries about, you know, the inspiration behind our program, its development, and why it's become a game changer for aspiring celebrants.
Absolutely. The thing is, the Funeral Fix is more than just a course. It's an investment in your skills, yourself, and your community. So I think we should start at the beginning, the magical word, inspiration. When it came to creating the Funeral Fix online funeral celebrant training, our why was so clear from the start, wasn't it, Ollie?
Absolutely.
We really wanted to revolutionize the approach to funeral celebrancy. We wanted to equip celebrants with not just the technical know-how, but also the heart-centered skills to make a real impact. We found through our own training and a little bit of trial and error that knowing the skills just simply wasn't enough. So over time, experience taught us that things like boundaries, self-care, grief knowledge, rituals, and really connecting with our clients was as important, if not more important, than being able to just write and deliver ceremonies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We really thought about the deeper meaning of funeral celebrancy and how we can create a comprehensive training that was accessible to anyone, anywhere, at any time, and something that looked at every aspect of funeral celebrancy, not just, say, one or two. So how did we create the course? What were the steps? Well, the development process, let's say, was quite meticulous. We carefully crafted each lecture and module to build on the next, to provide a comprehensive training to ensure students walk away not just as certified celebrants, but as compassionate leaders in their communities.
We did, Ollie. I think we worked on the course for about 8 months. Was that how long it took us?
Yeah, I thought it was even longer than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a lot. I think it was over the course of about 12 months from start to launch. So when we first had the idea, I'm going to take credit for coming to you with the idea.
Yeah, you did. No, absolutely. That's true.
I really felt so passionate about creating something, and I knew that Ollie and I together could create something so magical and beautiful, and I needed to do it with him. I knew that from the first moment.
And the timing for me was quite impeccable because I just sort of started in funeral celebrancy and also had done some training, which sort of left me still wanting more, still seeking more. So it was really quite serendipitous. It was the perfect timing and it made so much sense because it's, we've said this before, I think, but it's the course that we wish was available when we first started, right?
Yes, without question. I think as when we launched, I was maybe 3 years into my funeral journey. So I was already the owner and head funeral planner at Rite of Passage Funerals. And so many of my clients at the beginning were saying, can you just do our ceremonies? We love working with you. I was already out there meeting them, planning with them. And so we talked in episode one about how we got here. And I started doing the ceremonies. But throughout those 3 years, I did training, lots of training. I was also self-taught and learning on the job, definitely. But there was this real yearning for more and online offering as well. That was really easy, online, can do it anywhere, anytime. The reality of life now is that so many of us are juggling so many things. So having something that was convenient and really comprehensive was so important to us. So let's talk about the modules in particular, Ollie. The modules we designed to provide a holistic learning experience, starting, of course, with module one, where we set the tone for the entire journey of the Funeral Fix online celebrant training. In this module, we help you set your goals, understand why you're in this course in the first place, what is your why. You are invited to join the incredible community that we've built with current students and graduates and get a bit of a lay of the land so that you can understand the road ahead.
A little bit of introspection in module one as well. And we've had great feedback on that one. People sort of not realizing that they had potential barriers when it came to mortality. So that was really eye-opening for a lot of people. And I think for us as well, we didn't realize creating that particular module that it would be so hard-hitting so early on. Not that it was designed that way, but obviously everyone's going to respond very differently to that. Then we look at module two, Funeral Industry 101, where it's a deep dive into the funeral industry, which is so important to have an understanding of going into this particular work. We discuss the role of funeral celebrant, what it is, what it isn't, how to navigate the funeral industry, and why doing things differently is so important.
This one for me was definitely what I wished I'd had when I started out because the funeral industry is pretty insular. It's very territorial, for want of a better word. And my background was in media. I haven't worked in multiple funeral homes. I was coming in completely green, which I've now learned for me is an absolute superpower because I didn't have any preconceived ideas of doing things just because of this is how it's always been done. But at the time, learning about the actual industry and how it works and who are the big players and how do you get in contact with different funeral directors and how do you navigate this industry that we now want to become a part of? And this is such an interesting deep dive into the industry overall, and it really teaches you the important things you need to know when starting out or as an established funeral celebrant, maybe wanting to expand your horizons a little bit.
And I think understanding the funeral industry is a great platform to be able to make an influence in the funeral industry as well. So knowing what the funeral industry is, having the understanding of what a funeral celebrant is and having the training then kind of gives you the empowerment perhaps to be able to make an influence and potentially make some changes too.
Yeah, we are creating game changes here with the Funeral Fix.
Well, it's called the Funeral Fix after all, right?
It really is. Which then, once we kind of built the foundation for the course, we obviously really needed to touch on the importance of connecting with your clients. And that is all what module three touches on. And that's family matters. And this is definitely one of my favorites, Ollie, because it really, I love this because it looks at prioritizing your clients. It looks at understanding grief and creating meaningful connections. And for me, that's the heart space stuff is what I love so much about this work is kind of meeting my clients where they're at, being able to connect with them at this tiny little moment of their grief journey and on their life and being able to kind of walk side by side with them through this. I really loved that side of the work.
Mm.
But it took a lot of trial and error for me at the beginning because I am a giver.
Yeah.
And I was giving so much of myself to my clients and not understanding necessarily the nuances of the work and not understanding grief in the way that I do now.
Mm.
My heart was always in the right place, and I think my early clients probably wouldn't have known, but it was taking its toll on me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't setting strong enough boundaries. So this is really, this whole module is another, I know I keep saying they're all my favorite. It's like having a favorite child. Yeah. But I feel like this one is so important.
Well, if we are allowed to play favorites, I think module 4, going into how to write your heart out, is possibly my favorite. I kind of think that the ceremony writing aspect is the heart and soul of what we do. And yes, you can't have one without the other. I understand that. Connecting with a family then gives you the ability, the confidence to be able to know how to craft the ceremony. But what I love about this particular module is it goes into so much detail and amplifies the importance of the art of crafting ceremonies, but not just any ceremonies. Ceremonies that are modern, meaningful, and actually, dare I say, unforgettable, you know?
Yes.
And I mean, we cover everything from the steps and the processes to get the information that you might need to craft your ceremony, the different types of ceremonies as well. It is also the biggest module in the course. I don't know if that has anything to do with why it's my favorite, but I mean, the templates the templates and the resources are great. And even today I was on Facebook and someone had asked in our Facebook group, which is only for those that have started the course or have graduated in the course, someone reaching out looking for a reading about a particular type of death. And I actually went into the course myself, found the template that we had that was most relevant, and just shared this back to them. And they said, oh, yeah, of course. Why didn't I think to go back into the course? And then somebody else said, oh, I just went back into the course the other day because I needed to, you know, do a ceremony that was similar to this. And I said, I admit I sometimes go into the course for some inspiration. But, yeah, it's in there. There's everything you need. And I think also just talking about the client journey, the light and shade, how to add that when it's appropriate, and authenticity, you know, which is so crucial to what we do, not only in the meetings leading up to the ceremony, but in the ceremony as well.
Yeah, you're right, Ollie. This module is an absolute thumper. It's huge. It's so big. And there's, again, it's just your absolute resource for everything that you need to write and craft beautiful modern ceremonies. And again, something that we wish we'd had. And I think that's really important to reiterate, in that this whole course has been created with you in mind from two people who have walked this journey already and continue to walk it. So as we discover new things, we go in and update the course all the time. So if we find there's a new trend, if we find there's a new way that we do things more efficiently or whatever it might be, we constantly update the course. And that's why our students are wanting to go back in, because it's not just a refresher. It's also them being able to go back in and get more information, and you have access to the course for life.
That's so important to note. I think we're at version, 2.7 maybe at the moment?
I think so.
I mean, you know, even AI, that wasn't really a thing when we created the course, but we were able to just add a lecture on AI as a tool, how to be able to use that ChatGPT, for example. And it's just so great to be able to have a platform that we have hosting Teachable, where we can go in, update any information, any trend changes, anything like that, we can just update it. And then we obviously let all our students know, hey, we've updated this section, and then they can go and refer back to that, and that will be updated for the rest of their life, and they have access to it as well for life.
And I think the resources as well is such a big thing. We did a webinar with Joe Lincoln. Encourage you to listen to it if you haven't already. And she provided all these incredible resources around grief and understanding grief. And we can then update the course with those resources. So it's this constant pool of resources that's always growing. And we found that our students and our graduates are loving having that pool of resources. And, of course, the Facebook group, as you mentioned, Ollie, the private group just for students, that they can talk to each other. They can share ideas. If someone can or can't do a funeral, they can interact. So that sense of community. They really help each other out in so many ways.
And that's a really good point as well, because working in this field, it can sometimes feel like you're working on your own and you don't necessarily have the support. Sometimes even family or friends, whoever may be around you, they really don't understand necessarily what your day looked like or what you're going through in terms of dealing with this family or writing this particular ceremony, whatever it may be. So I think that community that we've got there is really important as well, to be able to not only talk about things relating to the course, but like you said, offering jobs or support or frustrations or struggles, whatever it may be, just to be able to say, hey, we've got you, you're all supported, and you've got this group of like-minded deathies around you.
Definitely. And I think that for us was so important when we were creating the course, which is why we built a whole module on self-care called Staying Sane, because Ollie and I, we still do. We call each other and debrief quite often after ceremonies, but creating an opportunity for people to learn how to care for themselves in this line of work was so important. And that was an absolute non-negotiable for us when we were looking at the content, wasn't it, Ollie?
Yeah. And I think the self-care component is really interesting, because you deal with your self-care a lot differently than I do, and every single person will treat their self-care in a very different way. For me, it's, well, I guess the first step is really understanding when things might be feeling a bit heavy, or you might actually be in a point where you're taking on too much. So boundaries again, but knowing when to say no before you find yourself in that situation where you are overwhelmed and you can't deliver as well as you probably could for families. But yeah, you know, like your meditation, I wasn't even a person that would meditate before we started putting the funeral fix together. And now I meditate every day.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
I know. Well, I love it.
I remember early on I said, I really want to record a meditation. I think it's so important. And you were like, okay, I've never meditated. Not really my thing.
It's true.
Like, all right, no worries. If you're meditating every day, you're meditating more than me.
Oh, really?
So you, I'm proud of you.
Well, the Tonglen practice, which is on the course, I know that students access that all the time and just play it over and over as a way to just recenter and be in the moment.
I know.
So important.
I love that. I really love it. We've had our in-person event a number of times now, and we have one coming up on the 3rd of June in Brisbane. But I do remember at our Melbourne in-person event, one of our students was saying that she listens to that meditation all the time and it helps her go to sleep, and she wasn't a meditator either, and it's turned her into one. And I love hearing that feedback so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So then if you've got all of those things happening, you've met with a family, you've written a ceremony, you've been able to look after yourself through self-care, a really important topic and something that I know wasn't covered in my training, but business development. And that sort of might sound like a bit of an icky thing for someone that's getting into this line of work, but the reality is, if you want to be doing this frequently and consistently, then business development is kind of important, and it all will lead to you becoming a successful celebrant. And by successful, I mean fulfilled, feeling rewarded in your role, offering a great service, having great feedback from your clients, and getting subsequent work consistently as well. So you can elevate your celebrant business from just perhaps being a hobby to something that is a lot more thriving. And that doesn't happen necessarily by chance. This particular module provides the roadmap to success as tried and tested and proved by you and me.
It really does. And I think our intention with the funeral fix was not just to train people up, but to really create game changers in their community. And that means being able to do this work consistently, really being able to have regular work as funeral celebrants. So as you said, Ollie, having this education around marketing, both Ollie and I have marketing backgrounds. So being able to impart some of that on our students and teach them and look at ways that they can market themselves and break into this industry so that they can stand out from the crowd and they can get business and they can really invest in themselves is such a beautiful thing. I really, really value that module so much.
Well, it's so important because, like, you've done this learning, now you want to start working, but it's sometimes hard to know what the next steps are. So obviously we talk about some of the different platforms like social media, perhaps how to find clients, how you can be notifying your community of your new role, what you're getting into. And we even talk about sort of pricing. So that's a question that comes up a lot, especially in the in-person event. How much should we be charging? So we look at that. We talk about that as well, and your most valuable price, which is crucial.
Yes. I think value is at the core of everything that we do as well. So how do you feel valued as a celebrant? How do your clients feel like they're getting value? How do you invest in the course and feel value? And we really believe that the value this program brings to aspiring and highly experienced celebrants is immeasurable. It's not just about performing ceremonies. It's about understanding the industry, connecting with clients on a deeper level, and maintaining your mental health in a challenging environment. And this course is so much more than just a course. It's a journey. It's about building connections, not just with the program, but with yourself, your skills, and your community.
Our hero course is the Funeral Fix Online, which is what we had released initially. Since we have launched that, we're coming up now to our third ever annual in-person event, aptly named the Funeral Fix In Person. And it's happening at W Brisbane on the 3rd of June, 2024, as Yaz mentioned earlier. And it's an expansion of the Funeral Fix Online course. It is taking what you learn online to a whole new, deeper level, really enhancing all of the things that we can do in person, capitalizing on the fact that we have you there in person to be able to practice presentation skills, to have Q&A, to be able to network with not only us, but other students, and then industry professionals through some networking drinks as well. It really is just a day full of so much learning, deep insights, laughter and fun even, but also a few challenges in there as well. It's not a walk in the park. It's a real challenging day, and that's the way it's been designed. But there is morning tea, there is lunch, there is afternoon tea, there's coffee and tea all day.
Endless.
Endless. As much coffee as you want. And I will want, that's for sure. And also, like I said, networking drinks after. So we've got some industry professionals coming for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And what's brilliant about this is you as a student of the online and the in-person event can come and just say, this is what I've just done today. I'm ready. What do I need to do? Who do I need to speak to? And just make those connections, which are truly, truly invaluable.
Yeah, I always get so excited about the in-person because it absolutely is an opportunity for us all to connect in person. Ollie and I really impart so much of our knowledge, and it's a wealth of knowledge within the room as well. There's all different experience levels within the people who attend, and there's so much sharing. We have guest speakers, which will be announced later in the year. And it's really important to note the value. So the value of the in-person event is actually insane because you get immediate access to the online course, which is valued at $1,200. So you get that as soon as you sign up. You can start the course. You can learn, go through all of the online modules that we've talked about today, ready for the in-person event where we then take that skill set and all of the knowledge that you've learned on the online course to the very next level. So it's absolutely an opportunity not to be missed. I'm so excited about this year's in-person event at W Brisbane in June.
And also a great incentive for those that are interested or thinking about buying a ticket. There's a competition that we're running at the moment. For anyone that purchases a ticket to the Funeral Fix in person, you will go in the draw to win a $500 accommodation voucher at W Brisbane. So you know what? You might just be able to stay the night before or the night after the event, up to you, and really make a night of it. A bit of a DIY retreat, perhaps, if you like. So learn, relax, retreat. So please buy your ticket before the end of April. April 30th, the competition will close with the winner being announced by the 3rd of May, 2024. We're so excited about that. How fun.
We are so excited, Ollie. So if you do want to learn more about unlocking the power of our one-day workshop with the Funeral Fix in-person event at W Brisbane on the 3rd of June, head to our website, www.funeralfix.com.au/events. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Funeral Fix podcast. If you're ready to embark on your funeral celebrant training, visit our website www.funeralfix.com.au for immediate access.
Use code PODCAST to save $120 off the full price course. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 30-day money-back guarantee.
In the spirit of reconciliation, The Funeral Fix acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.